want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is our Italian restaurant. Let me admit it straight away. It is not really our Italian restaurant. It was a fantasy that lasted long after we'd left its sensual wonders. The restaurant had about 15 tables. It was packed at 1:30 or so when we walked in. The tiny kitchen was in full view. The chef was working in blue jeans with a brightly red-checked shirt. He tended a very busy double-door oven. Coat hooks lined the walls, and the men and women hung their jackets there. A woman that dressed a little like Mother Teresa came over to take our order. There was no menu. She recited the 5 or 6 primi piatti, and then, once we made up our minds, the 5 or 6 second plates, and also the contorno, which were the vegetables, or starch side dishes. It was just off the corner of a large open-air market where people have been selling their wares since the Medicis came to town. The people who work in these types of places are the salt of the earth. They work hard every day. Lunch has got to be fast, enjoyable, and nutritious if they are going to keep at it for 30 years of trade. A very knowledgeable wine merchant I know told us to check it out. Little could he know that 20 years have passed, and I still recall that day. I started with minestrone. It was deeply flavored, hearty, and restorative. My next course was a veal cutlet that was fork tender and served with artichokes grown just outside of Florence in the Tuscan countryside. Janet and our friend Prohl split a massive Florentine beefsteak, which I had watched the chef cut up. His cleaver had been making a steady chunk, chunk, chunk sound, and the big standing rib roast fell into 7 steaks. His butcher block was 5 feet from my ears. Everyone was drinking wine. The working-class places I worked in as a young cook looked much the same, except the wine. The other idea is not so much an idea, but really more a way of life. The seasons guide the menu, and the inclusion of vegetables is central to every meal. Balance is a constant. To many, the greatest artist in the history of Italy, perhaps anywhere, was Leonardo da Vinci. He united the mysteries of the arts with the beauties of the sciences. He defined the ideals of what we refer to as the Renaissance man. Many think of him more as an artist than a scientist, but that is a mistake. The artist and scientists are infinitely more golden when they work in the mind in harmony. When Einstein was confounded over a mathematical problem, he would pick up his violin and play some of the music of Mozart. He said that it helped him to feel in touch with the harmonies of the cosmos. In the Italian restaurant of my fantasy, I felt the symbiosis of art and science, even though it was in a very casual place. For me, the sublime can be found in the most everyday moments and places. When Whitman wrote his Leaves of Grass, he purposefully used a metaphor that was common and found freely, God-given, and seemingly unremarkable. The humility and love of a great restaurant doesn't need to be luxurious, except to the soul. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Meet you anytime you want in our Italian bed.